Reading of God's Word from Psalm 118, the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Open for me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks. For you answered me, you have become my salvation. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. About a month or so ago, my wife Judy and I moved into a new house. In fact, the house is not on any of the navigational apps that people use to get to places they need to go, so that we discovered very quickly that when we needed people to come to our house to help along the way, they couldn't find where we were located on their navigational app. We needed a mover. We had contracted with a company. One day they called and said, "We can't find where you are. Your physical address isn't showing up on our app." So I went old school. I started trying my best to give them directions to our house. Well, you go by Lake Purdy and you come to the four-way stop and you turn left and then it's the first right. And the more I tried, the more frustrated I became, the more frustrated the person on the other end of the line became, so that I just cut it off. And I asked where he was. And because I knew where he was located, I said to him, "You just stay where you are, and I'll come and find you." As I was driving to meet the movers, to find them, to bring them to our house, I became painfully aware of how dependent we are on those navigational apps, so that if there is a physical address that does not show up on any of them that we might use, we just have to learn to be at peace with not knowing where we are going, not knowing what the future holds, not knowing what is ahead of us, which, when you think about it, is what the definition of lostness actually is. This concept of lostness, it lies at the core of our Christian faith. We open the Bible, the Word of God, and the Bible tells us that in the beginning each of us was created in the image of God, male and female. God created us in His image. But along the way, the Bible is also very clear that each of us has decided not so much to socially distance ourselves from God, but to spiritually distance ourselves from Him, so that we are no longer in the place where we were created to be. It begs the question, how do we get back into fellowship with God? How do we find our way back to Him? What must we do, and how much must we do? But the Bible is also very clear that there isn't anything that any of us can do in his or her own power to find our way back to God. God instead has come to us in our lostness, in our inability to know where to turn. God has drawn near to us to provide us with the safety, the security, the wholeness, the healing, the sense of victory that only God can provide. That is the truth of God's Word that we find in every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, a God who has drawn near to us to do for us what none of us would be able to do for ourselves. For example, this passage of Scripture that's before us this morning from the book of Psalms, Psalm 118. This particular psalm is known as a messianic psalm. It is a psalm that prepares God's people for a victory that God's anointed, God's Messiah, God's Christ will accomplish on behalf of His people. As we read the psalm, the Anointed One in its original context, the King, perhaps even King David, has returned to the city of Jerusalem, having won a magnificent victory, a victory that he knows in his own power he would never have been able to attain at a time when the future was uncertain, when the outcome of the battle was something the king could not have predicted. God showed up, and God won the day. So now the king approaches the city of Jerusalem and cries out to the sentries who are standing at the wall, "Open for me the gates of righteousness that I may enter in and give thanks to the Lord." It is an acknowledgement on the part of the Anointed One in its original context, the King, a testimony of how he understands that God has given to him and to all of the people a victory that only God could have made possible. I am attracted, in particular, intrigued by the 21st verse where the king says to God, "I will give you thanks for you answered me." All of the questions that the king had during all of the uncertain times, when the king did not know how the future would play out, he brought the matter to God, and God spoke, God answered, "I will give thanks for you answered me, and you have become my salvation." What's important for us to understand is that the Hebrew word for salvation is the word Yeshua. Yeshua. If that word sounds familiar, it should. We hear the story in the Gospel of Matthew, where the angel of the Lord appears to a man named Joseph in a dream. Joseph is facing a crisis. His betrothed is great with child. He does not know that the child she bears is by the Holy Spirit. And the angel speaks to Joseph in the dream and tells Joseph that Mary's child is a gift from God. And when the child is born, as he takes Mary as his wife, that Joseph, it is his responsibility, Joseph is chosen to give the child the name Jesus, in the Hebrew, Yeshua, for the gospel tells us, this child, Yeshua, this child, Jesus, will become our salvation. He will save the people from all of their sins. I don't know that the Bible could be any clearer. All of our answers that we need to all of the questions that hang so heavily upon our souls, all of the direction that we require, God has provided through coming to be with us in the person of Jesus. God has drawn near to us in His Christ, in His anointed, through Jesus the Messiah, to win for us a spiritual victory, to save us from our sins, to provide for us a future that none of us would be able to make possible for ourselves, a sense of wholeness and peace Jesus has opened to us, the gates of righteousness, so that this day we might lift up our souls in thanksgiving and praise. God, You have answered me, and You have become my salvation, my Yeshua. You have come to me in Christ Jesus. This morning, as you think about your life, can you say that you have experienced this sense of wholeness? This sense of peace, this sense of joy. If not, it may be because you spend your days moving in circles, which is what happens to lost people. They essentially just move in a circle, never getting to a place where they know they need to be. It may be because in your own power, you're trying to kick down the gates of righteousness so that you can enter into God's presence by what you do in and of yourselves. And as long as you persist in those efforts, you will never find your way back to restoration and redemption. But if you're here this morning and there is in your soul a sense of wellness, this confidence, this assurance, blessed assurance that we call it, that God is in control, not just of the future in general, but of your future in particular. You know, it is only because you have decided to trust in what God has done for you, in the answer that God has given to you in His Son, your Savior, your Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is Palm Sunday, and it is a day when we mark the beginning of a special week in the lives of all believers, a week that we call holy, a week that began with Jesus journeying from the Mount of Olives down to the city of Jerusalem, through the Eastern Gate, which was, from the time of the temple's construction, called the Gate of Righteousness. Jesus entered through those gates, knowing that God was leading Him to engage in a momentous battle. A battle that would require of Him everything that He could muster. A contest that would ultimately require of Him His life. a battle that he would wage as God's anointed to answer the most serious question of them all. How do I find my way back to God? Jesus would answer it through the sacrifice that he would make so that he would become our salvation. I think of that Thursday night when Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room for a last meal. It was a night when Jesus essentially would be offering his disciples some final instructions. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying, would not understand it until that Easter morn. We understand it. We know what Jesus was saying, how Jesus was pointing his disciples to live their lives because of how we, even on this day, are Easter people. Jesus, as they were eating, took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which is broken for you. Don't forget this. Don't ever forget this. Do this in remembrance of me." And then, when they had finished eating, Jesus took the cup and he blessed it in the same way that he blessed the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Don't ever forget this. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And then the scripture tells us that they did one other thing. They sang a hymn before they left that upper room. I wonder, what was the song that Jesus sang with his disciples? Where I grew up in West Alabama, in my home church, every time we had the Lord's Supper, every time we celebrated communion, we always sang a hymn before we departed. And you know what hymn we sang. "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love." We sang it on every occasion we celebrated the Lord's Supper. None of us needed the hymnal. We knew the words by heart, but that wasn't the hymn that Jesus sang with his disciples, because that hymn had not been written. We do know what hymn Jesus sang. It was the 118th Psalm. The psalm that God's people, since the time of David, had sung every time they gathered for their Passover meal. They joined together in singing this great hymn of anticipation, expectation, and hope. "Open for me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter and give thanks to the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord, for you answered me. You have become my salvation." What this psalm invites us, not just to understand, but to embrace, that our salvation is not something. Our salvation is instead someone. Our Yeshua is Jesus. He, and he alone, is God's ultimate answer to all of the questions that vex our souls. Tim Keller was the founding pastor of the Redeemer Church in Manhattan. He's an author and a theologian, and was, during his years of active ministry, a most compassionate and effective pastor. One of his sermons, he tells of a conversation that he had with one of his parishioners who came to him one day telling him of how there was a season in her life when she had lots of questions. She needed answers. And so she knew as a person of faith that she needed to be taking those answers to God. And so she continued to pray, she explained, day after day after day after day, God, help me find you. God, help me find you. God, help me find you. I have all of these questions. And every day, she said there was no answer to those prayers. In fact, those prayers, because she had repeated them for so long, seemed after a time that they never made it past the ceiling. She was sharing with a friend of hers, also a believer, and she explained that her friend pointed out to her lovingly and compassionately, but somewhat courageously, have you thought maybe you're praying in the wrong way? Instead of praying, God, help me find you, have you ever thought about praying, God, come and find me? And as she explained to Pastor Keller in concluding her story, the only reason I can tell you this story is because that's exactly what he did. God found me. God answered my questions. God in Christ became my Yeshua, my salvation. On this Palm Sunday, when no doubt your heart and your soul are filled with so very many questions, take them to Jesus and open your life for God in Christ this week, this day, to come and find you. Let Jesus open for you the gates of righteousness, that you may enter in and be thankful to the Lord. For Jesus is the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. God draws near to us when we open our life to Christ. God draws near to give us the peace and the joy and the sense of wholeness that always come to those who can celebrate being found. Being found now, this day, and being found forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let's bow for a word of prayer. God, we thank you for how you answer us through Christ Jesus, your Son, our Savior. and for the blessing that comes when you find us. Restore us, redeem us, return us to fellowship with you, God, in these anxious and uncertain times. We look to Jesus to show us the way. We look to Jesus because we believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to you except through Jesus, even as we do this day. So we pray in His name and for our sakes. Amen.